This is Clay Millen, quarterback for the Green and Gold, and you're listening to the whole show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into the whole show powered by PDC Energy. One of my favorite guys out there is the Kevin Lytle from the Fort Collins, Colorado. Kevin, I figured you'd be down at the parade today, man. I know you you had the opportunity to go to Game 5, so I just figured you'd follow that up with some parade activity.
I wish. I was hoping to. The silly job thing got in the way.
It's weird,
man,
how that goes.
I mean, yeah, it's a real bummer. This whole adult thing is still trying to figure it out, but... But yeah, I wish I was at the parade. That'd be a fun way to spend the Thursday. But I got super lucky being there Monday night, so I will take that.
Yeah, what was that environment like, man? I mean, just because I'm watching on the couch and it's awesome. What was it like being there?
Yeah, it was incredible. It was probably, I think, the top sporting environment I've been in,
wow.
I would say. You know, and obviously, you know, with my job, I've been fortunate to be in, you know, a number of cool ones, but I think it has to be up there, you know, if not the top. It was really fun, you know, nerve-wracking. Obviously that first half was you know, frustrating, and you know, there's a lot of angst in the building, but man, that final minute of the fourth quarter, that was pretty wild.
Oh, back and forth, crazy steal by KCP, absolutely wild. Well, I'm glad you got to go experience that, and like you said, you've been to a lot of great sporting events and covering CSU over these years. And just recently we had Brohard on the other day, and I was like, where does that season rank? Just over a year ago when CSU was dancing, that was a special time too. I mean, I know we're all kind of high on Nuggets fever right now, but I remember with that David Roddy and Isaiah Stevens and the Rams, that was some exciting times too, that team getting into March Madness.
Yeah, absolutely. And some of those games were wild. You know, that's one of the reasons I love college basketball. You know, I in a lot of ways, the small venue, but packed house can be really fun. You know, we've seen it at Moby for, you know, a bunch of those big games. You know, got to go when CSU played Duke a few years ago. You know, that's a really small arena, but it just absolutely jumps. Those can be really fun when so intimate and tight that it feels like everyone's just on top of each other, just create a din of noise and kind of mayhem. So yeah, I mean, really cool. Those are nights we all live for in sports, right? They're just fun as heck.
Well, it's about to get more fun at Moby. Now you can drink throughout the arena. Now you don't have, speaking of people being all over each other, you don't got to be in one central spot to get booze now.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's been the slow evolution. For the longest time, there wasn't alcohol available in Moby, and then they built, you know, the loft where you could get some drinks, but you had to drink them there, and they were the only place sold. And you know what happened, really? It was you just got really long lines. It's not really a great vantage point to watch the game, to be honest. So, I mean, it is nice that people had an option, but, you know, it probably wasn't the ideal. So yeah, now, you know, all concessions will sell drinks. You can take them to your seat. You know, obviously the one concern is, you know, just behavior and everything, especially again, talking about that intimate atmosphere. You sure hope no one, you know, takes that stupid leap and throws something on the court because they had, you know, one or two too many and the opportunity is there. You know, that's obviously the one thing you do have to watch out for, especially in basketball, since fans are right on the court. But I would hope fans can behave themselves in that way, and otherwise, yes, some flexible options for fans now at the games.
What did you, was this something that was a big, not concern, but obviously an issue with fans? I mean, they did, I remember going, I think it was the CSU Wyoming game. I was like, I was there as a fan, not media stuff. So I'm like, I'm going to go grab a beer. By the time I got up there and saw the line and everything, it was like, no, I don't want to miss anything. Clearly, fans were up in arms about this and wanting this to be changed, right?
Yeah, definitely. Basically, the idea of, you know, you, like you say, with the lines there, you would kind of have to make a decision of, you know, miss some game time to just stand in that long line, which obviously is kind of an unfortunate thing. So this should just spread it out a little bit. You know, I actually kind of doubt there's going to be that many more people, you know, getting drinks or whatever. It'll just be a little bit more diversified as to where they're doing it. So, So yeah, like I said, kind of just more options for people.
Well, I'm excited to see this team in action again, the basketball side of it too, and fans are going to have a little bit better experience there at Moby Arena. Recently, you put this out actually this morning on Isaiah Stevens, the quote, "We're playing for something big." Kevin, is it starting to feel like something special could be brewing there in Fort Collins with this basketball team?
Yeah, I mean, that's obviously the hope. I had a chance to catch up with some practice, for the team. So it was fun, obviously, to catch up with Zay and talk about, you know, the whole process coming back, you know, some of the things we've talked about on air with him. And, yeah, to see those new guys. And they said, you know, one, we clicked, you know, the quote from him was we clicked seamlessly. Not necessarily on the court, more off the court. You know, they've spent a ton of time together, you know, watching Nuggets games, you know, just hanging out with each other. It seems like the personalities fit. And we've seen, you know, that's a big part of this basketball program is culture fit. So they seem to be clicking there. And then it was one practice I was at, you know, it's June, you know, don't get carried away. But certainly the athleticism and skill level is up from last year. I mean, that is just very obvious to see. So, yeah, I think, no doubt, you know, Isaiah wasn't coming back planning for, you know, an 8-22 record or anything. That kid is coming to win some games, and those guys they brought in kind of the same. So, yeah, they certainly have big plans.
Yeah, well, that one I'm really intrigued by. I'm intrigued by the football team, of course. I'm excited to see what they can do. I feel like I know, and I don't want to say I know, but I know the basketball team's going to be fine. I don't know how great they'll be, but I think they're going to be pretty good. The football team, of course, we have question marks, but that team should be on the up and up too. And Kevin, we've talked about it before, but it is a big season for so many reasons coming up with all this conference realignment stuff. So the time is kind of now for Jay Norvell and company. Perhaps the Rams missed that window back in the Bobo days to really make some noise and put themselves in a great spot. But here's a big opportunity with that beautiful stadium. You think you have the coach. Now can you go prove it out on the field?
Yeah, definitely. This is, like I said, every year is a big year to win. This is a big year to win. And yeah, I think some of the pieces seem to be coming together. I cautiously am optimistic about the roster. And I'm very intrigued by, you know, this is now fully Jay Norvell's roster. You know, almost everyone on the team will have been brought in by him. And the only ones that weren't are some of your star guys, you know, that, remained from previous staffs, you know, your Jack Howells, Mo Kamara's, guys like that have been stalwarts for quite a while. So this, you know, roster is really built in Jay Norvell's vision.
Kevin Lytle joining us now here on the whole show, as he does every single Thursday throughout the course of the season. I wanted to get your thoughts on Antoine Smith there, Kevin. We actually had Ellison Hubbard on last week, a friend of both of ours, great mm-hmm. guy. This is a bizarre, disgusting story when you read up on all the allegations. Of course, you guys have been all over it covering this, but what a creepy situation.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, all the allegations and lawsuits paint a portrait of someone that basically was preying on women and somewhat using his position of, you know, power as a college football coach to create opportunities, which is, yeah, like you said, I think disgusting is a good word for it. You know, he's been, whatever you want to call it, fired, let go at Temple, and you know, certainly won't, I can't imagine, would coach again. But there's, you know, obviously there's a whole legal process that's playing out, legal and lawsuit, all these types of stuff playing out right now. So we'll see where it goes. But yeah, it's obviously very, you know, disturbing and unfortunate to hear the allegations.
And obviously that's, you know, clearly much worse than the stuff we were talking about with Adazio and the staff there, the culture they created. But it's just another one of those things. I think Ellison said it. He's like, that regime continues to put a very negative stain on the Rams, even though they've tried to separate themselves and move on and start the new era with Jay Norvell. But that decision with Adazio and him hiring this staff, and I'm not saying it's Adazio's fault, it's just he's part of the staff, continues to be a big stain on Colorado State football.
Yeah, I mean, there was just so much. You know, there was the CSU investigation that said that you know, Adazio intimidated and, you know, threatened the job of a, you know, a custodial worker in the stadium. And, yeah, I mean, in a way, obviously, Adazio can't, you know, be responsible for how everyone acts. But when you're the boss and you hire these people, you know, you're responsible for who you hire. And he brought that, you know, Antoine Smith on staff and into Fort Collins. So there's some responsibility there. It's just an unfortunate situation. And yeah, like, you know, it sounds like Ellison said, it kind of just one thing after another, you know, from that 2-year stretch.
I had asked Ellison because Ellison said, you know, he and the much of the defensive line helped him, helped Antoine Smith move in to his house. So he had been in there. He saw the house and everything. He knew the dog. He correct, you know, he said, yeah, that's the dog's name and everything. Of course, I asked him, I was like, did you see any cameras around? And he did not. But it's just it's a wild story. And that whole thing with that staff, I mean, it's mind blowing how bad that really did turn out.
Yeah, no, it really is. I mean, it, you know, the on field, you know, there were enough problems there. And, you know, unfortunately, that was kind of just the surface of the problems, which is why it ended so quickly. You know, I always say Steve Adazio didn't get fired because of his record on the field.
No.
Obviously, it was not good. But if that was, you know, just the problem, he would have got at least one more year. You know, if you know, I don't expect this to happen, but let's say Jay Norvell, you know, has similar record after year two as Adazio did, you know, he'll still be around. It wasn't because of the on-field product.
There's something to be said about just being an overall good guy, good person, whatever, where fans can get behind you, you know, to put up with a few losing seasons. And I think that's where people are with Jay Norvell. I would hope people are like that with Nico Medved. But when you get a Steve Adazio and that kind of character, people do not put up with that stuff for very long.
I think it goes, you know, across a lot, you know, kind of every job.
Sure.
If you're nice and likable, you get more benefit of the doubt. I mean, we started talking about the Nuggets parade. I think the fact that Michael Malone's players have always seemed to respect him and like him and, you know, seems to be a likable guy, you know, may have earned him the benefit of the doubt, you know, in those couple of years, whereas, like, you know, it kind of looked like it could swing either way of, you know, maybe they'll make a leap or maybe they'll kind of tread water. You know, you can't say for certain, but it certainly doesn't hurt being a well-liked person. It can get you a benefit of the doubt, maybe get you an extra year, and that year be when it turns around. So yeah, it's never a bad time to be a good person.
Kevin Lytle, one of those good people, no question about it. You are a great reporter. You go in, you ask tough questions. You're not intimidated. Can I ask you though, Kevin? This is a deeper question. That moment when Steve Adazio snapped back at you, and you would, I mean, he changed the question. He changed the wording of your question. It got on ESPN. His response anyway it was wild. What was going through your brain at that point? Because you had asked something along the lines, is there any fear that guys are hanging their heads? And he turned it into, you know, oh, I'm not losing the locker room. What was going through your head when Adazio, you know, kind of flipped his lid at that point?
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of, you know, interesting press conference moments from that era. But yeah, and that was a very weird one, is, you know, right at the start of the season. And yeah, I had asked, frankly, a pretty benign question. You know, he had been talking about, you know, being bummed that the guys are working so hard, not getting the results. And I, you know, just like you said, I just asked, you know, with that in mind, are you know, concerned about heads dropping? And all of a sudden it turned into, you know, losing the locker room, which is pretty far from what
right.
I had said. So yeah, I was kind of just in there almost in a little bit of a shock of like, where did this come from? You know, especially the first, you know, minute, half or so of his answer was pretty normal. And, you know, kind of actually answering the question of, you know, we're just going to keep working hard, all that, you know, kind of boilerplate stuff. And then it's like he riled himself up, and next thing you knew, he was, you know, kind of ranting, raving, and yeah, you know, using the lose the locker room. And then he took that into the locker room and, you know, tried to, you know, use me against the team of, oh, they're talking about losing the locker room, and, you know, they think you guys are quitting, blah, 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 when he was the one that brought that up, not us. So it was just a wild ride. I was kind of just in shock the whole time.
Well, it's much different now with Jay Norvell, as you said. It can go a long way when you're just decent to people. Makes it easier to cover, to tell the stories, to root for, and all that. So hopefully we'll get to see this team get back to some winning ways coming up very, very soon. Kevin, my man, I hear we're hanging out tomorrow. That's the plan, right?
Can't wait.
Yeah, I'm invited to the Cool Guys Club. I finally arrived, so I'm very excited about it. I'll look forward to seeing you, my man.
I'm just worried that if you think hang out with me is the Cool Kids Club.
Well, we do hang out a lot, so I sure hope so, because I'm riding your coattails there, man, so I need you.
Maybe we both are on the outside, but we think we're on the inside.
Well, you are an insider. You're our CSU Rams insider, my man, and we'll talk to you tomorrow, and we'll look forward to catching up with you on the show next week.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Brady.
All right, man. Kevin Lytle, Fort Collins, Colorado, and that was a wild time. Angel, that was before you were working here, right, the Adazio days?
I was here.
You were here?
Last year.
Okay. That was wild, wasn't it? I mean, just absolutely crazy times. And again, I'm not saying that, obviously Adazio is just kind of a jerk, I guess, but the Antoine Smith story is obviously illegal and disgusting and all of that stuff and borderline evil, maybe just evil. But it just goes back to this whole regime. And what happens when you don't do your due diligence? I got a lot of respect for Joe Parker, the athletic director for CSU. In fact, we're going to try to get him on for kind of a deeper discussion here coming up this summer. But that was a very difficult hire to swallow, because it was one, Angel, people were not excited about that. You follow college sports. You follow all these sports. When you hire a new coach, it's always exciting. Even if you're skeptical, the first press conference and all of that is always a good time. But Adazio, we already had heard rumors about skeletons in his closet, that he wasn't the nicest guy, that he was kind of abrasive and things like that. So, and then obviously Adazio's press conference was infiltrated with news of Ed McCaffrey being hired by UNC. Wild time here in Northern Colorado. 11:51 the time. We'll take a short break. We'll wrap up hour number one. We're going to bring on one of the Nebraska stars and former Loveland guy, Josh Davis, talking about this football camp with Greg Minuski coming up in Loveland in a couple of weeks. So we'll look forward to that in the 12 o'clock hour. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy, a Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Hear local coaches, players, and more with Coach Speak. Weekdays 10 to 11 on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.